Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thompson, occupation?
Deputy Sheriff, Salt Lake County.
How long?
About 14 years.
Directing your attention to August 16, 1975. On or about that day, did you have occasion to know one Theodore Robert Bundy?
Yes, sir.
Did you know him prior to that?
No, sir.
Did you know at that time, and do you know at this time, what his occupation was at that day?
Yes, I did.
What was that?
He was a law student at the University of Utah.
You know what his occupation was in 1974?
I believe it was a law student also.
That's all I have.
Bundy?
Thompson, you say you knew Theodore Robert Bundy on August 16, 1975?
Around that time I was acquainted with it, yes, sir.
Around that time?
Yes.
On that date? You say
I'm not positive on the date.
Oh. Can you give me the benefit of your best estimate as to when you first...
The first conversation that I had with you was August the 21st, outside the Salt Lake County Jail. That I'm positive.
Did you ever met me prior to that?
No, sir.
I'd like to.
That's all. Thank you.
May this officer be excused?
Yes, sir.
I thank you for your good.
That's all I have on the motion, Judge.
You have witnesses on the motion?
Yes, John. Mr. Harvey would like a couple minutes to confer with you before I take the stand.
All right. We'll take a 5-minute recess, and you may confer with the counsel as we talk to you.
Everybody, I mean, see if the judge is out of the courtroom. We'll be in recess for 5 minutes.
Is that better?
Mr. Bundy, the limited purpose of this hearing,
on the motion only, I understand.
Raise your right hand, please. You solemnly swear that the testimony will go for the truth, and nothing but the truth, self-evident.
I do.
Would you please state your full name for the record?
Theodore Robert Bundy.
Directing your attention to the early morning of August 15th, 1975, after you'd been stopped by Trooper Hayward, approximately what time of
the morning? Can we establish that it was really the 16th, or did we? That date?
Judge, there's a discrepancy in the report.
Well, it's either the 15th or the 16th. Is there any question about that?
It's not.
Longest. We're not hung with one on one day and one on another. That's the only thing the court was worried about. We're talking about one single incident, either August the 15th or August the 16th. Is that correct, gentlemen?
That's correct.
All right. Proceed on.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
About what time?
It was early in the morning. Approximately 2 o'clock.
After you had been stopped, did Officer Hayward say anything to you?
Well, after the stop had occurred, I exited my car. And the officer, Hayward, had left his car and approached me. And the first thing he said to me was, "Why didn't you get out of your car and run? I could have taken your head off," or words to that effect.
Did he ask you for your driver's license and registration?
He did. I think he asked me a number of questions, which intervened the request for a driver's license, and I think he asked me after his first comment what I was doing in his neighborhood, to which I did not initially make a response. And then he asked me for my driver's license, which I got from the inside of my car.
Did you produce a driver's license?
Yes.
Did you produce a registration?
Yes.
Did Officer Hayward advise you of your rights? That time?
No.
Could you relate to me the circumstances which took place immediately after you were stopped?
After I gave the officer my driver's license, he went back to his vehicle, as I recall, and leaned in and pulled out the microphone that they use for the radios and came back to me and told me to go stand by his car, which was approximately 10 feet in back of my car. He told me to wait there, and there was an officer, another state patrolman, who was already on the scene, and he told me to stay with the officer. He told the officer to keep an eye on me.
Let me back up a little bit. Was Officer Hayward in uniform?
Yes, he was.
Was he carrying a weapon?
Yes, he was.
Was the additional officer who came to the scene, was he in uniform?
Yes.
Was he carrying a weapon?
Yes.
How many officers arrived at the scene?
Well, they arrived and they left. I'd say that at any one time, there were, at the most, that were on the scene at any one time, approximately a half a dozen.
Was it all in uniform?
All except for Detective Ondrak, who arrived later, who was in plain clothes.
What was the attitude of the officers towards you?
Well, I testified as to Sergeant Haywood's initial reaction. After he told me to stand by his car, he proceeded to my car and walking. He began to walk around it, shining his flashlight through the windows and peering in through the windows. The officer that I was standing with next to the patrol car began asking me questions, asking me what I was doing in the neighborhood, why I was there, so on and so forth.
And any of the officers read you any rights, advised you the right to remain silent at that time?
No.
Anybody advise you of the right to have an attorney present if any questions to take place?
No.
Anybody advise you that you have the right not to talk to us?
No.
All right, and then Officer Hay was looking in the car with a flashlight?
Yes.
And then what happened next?
He walked through, as I was standing by the car, watching him and listening to the officer next to me ask me questions. I watched him walk around the car and shine his flashlight in the car. He apparently was focusing on something inside the car for some time, or it seemed like some time. He opened the car door, entered the car, and I couldn't see what he was doing. He came back to me and then repeated his earlier questions about what I was doing in his neighborhood, why I was there, and then, as I recall, he went to make another call on his police radio.
Did Officer Hayward or any other officer at the scene ask you for permission to search the car?
No.
Did you give anyone permission to search the car?
No.
Had you ever been arrested?
No.
Did anyone tell you that you had a right to refuse to let them search your car?
No.
Do you remember the words being asked to you, whether or not you minded if they looked inside your car?
I can't recall a request to search my car and the words, whether or not they asked me if they could look at my car, is something I don't recall or construed as a request to search my car.
Do you remember telling any of the officers that they could look at your car?
No.
At any point during this incident, did anyone read you your Miranda rights or tell you your rights?
Yes.
At what point was that?
After Sergeant Haywood had searched my car and called in another officer to come in, and after my car had been thoroughly searched by the other officers, Detective Ondrak approached me at that time and informed me that he was going to seize certain items from my car and told me that he was going to attempt to get a warrant or a complaint or something of that type against me for possession of burglary tools. At that point, Sergeant Haywood or another officer, I'm not sure, searched me for the first time, handcuffed me, put me in his vehicle, read me the rights off a little card he carried on his console, and drove me downtown to the Salt Lake County Jail.
It was after the search had taken place?
Yes.
And after the items had been seized?
Yes.
Did you try to stop the search?
No.
Why is that?
Well, I'd say I was afraid to, but that's not exactly the way. I mean, it's not that I was quaking in my shoes. I felt that I couldn't stop them from doing what they were doing, that they were going to go ahead and do it no matter what I did. They were intent. The questions from Sergeant Ondrak and, Sergeant Hayward and the other officers at the scene indicated that they believed that I was involved in some sort of activity, and they were hostile about it. The questions seemed hostile to me. It indicated to me that they were going to do damn well what they pleased, and I did not...
You didn't see any point?
There was no point. I didn't see how the heck I could stop a half a dozen uniformed armed officers from searching my car.
They didn't ask you for your consent?
No.
Objection to Bravo.
Let me ask you to see if you have anything else.
I think that about covers it.
All right, looking for it.
Mr. McKeever.
Thank you, Judge. Just a couple of things. That's not the first thing you told Hayward, though, when he asked you what you were doing in the neighborhood.
What? Excuse me?
He asked you what you were doing in the neighborhood, and you didn't tell him right off what you were doing in the neighborhood, did you?
I told him what... I responded to his question.
I understand. What was that response?
As I recall, the response, I don't know when it occurred, was that I had been in the neighborhood to drive and move.
Good one.
I said my response to him was that I had been in the vicinity at a drive-in movie.
And you told him the name of that movie, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
But you hadn't been to that movie, had you?
Your Honor, I
don't think it's relevant.
I don't think it's material to the issue.
Well, the question of credibility is always material, and these are questions that the court would be concerned with. I let him in.
No, I haven't.
So you started off with a lie to him, and you followed that up. Let me see if I understand your testimony correctly. You followed that up with another story, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
But restate the question.
Well, did you tell Hayward anything else after you told him that you'd been at the drive-in movie? You do recall your testimony during the courtroom proceedings in Utah, do you not?
I'm not sure what you're referring to. It's a broad question. If you try to be more specific, I can help you out.
Do you recall your testimony in Utah?
I recall testifying in Utah.
Do you recall the drive-in movie story you told Hayward? You've already testified to that.
Yes, sir.
Do you recall the marijuana story?
Your Honor, I object. Yes, sir.
I'm going to rule it that there's some reference to it in the opinion.
Judge, excuse me, that hasn't been talked about by either the officers at this hearing or by the testimony of the judge.
He's on cross-examination and the defendant. We got a direct, pinpointed question of issue of fact that the court has to. And that's, I think, a valid question. Overruling, you may proceed.
Do you need me to freshen up your memory a little bit, Mr. Bundy?
I think if you could ask me the question again, I'm not sure what you're asking, but I can try it.
I'm asking you kind of an initial question, and I don't mean to be confusing. Mm-hmm. Do you recall your testimony in Utah? If you don't, say so, and I'll try to refresh you.
Well, if you could give me a specific question, I don't think it would be difficult for me to sit here and quote you verbatim what my testimony was in Utah.
I understand. I can appreciate that. Let me see if this refreshes your mind. You recall testifying that on the evening in question, you were eating dinner and watching television until 12 midnight or 12:30, which time you decided to visit a friend. That upon arriving at that friend's house, you noticed the lights were out, you decided not to waken her up, and you proceeded to drive around for a while. You ended up in the Granger area where you decided to smoke some dope.
Your Honor, excuse me, but if he's going to ask me a question, I will object to the summarization of the entire line of questioning. He's going to ask me.
Well, if I've sufficiently refreshed your memory, say so, and I'll stop. You want to tell us about that testimony?
Do you recall that, Mr.?
Do I recall the testimony?
You apparently do. You just told the court there was lengthy questions and answers about that point.
All I'm saying is that I don't recall the testimony specifically, but I can say that in general that I can associate what you're saying with the trial in Utah.
Okay. Specifically, do you recall telling the court in Utah that you fled from the officer in order to get the smoke out of your car and that you threw the marijuana out the window during the chase?
Yes.
Now, back to this case. Isn't it a fact that you've done all of the research on this particular motion?
Yes, such as it is. Yes, I have.
Have you found some cases on the point?
I found too many cases.
And the point we're talking about is consent to search, isn't it?
That's one of the points we're talking about.
Are you familiar with what the factual basis would need to be for a consent search to be thrown out?
Yes, I'm familiar with it. I am now. I wasn't then.
That hasn't colored your testimony a bit.
I think you'll find, well, no, it hasn't. And I think you'll find, if you review my testimony in the suppression hearing in Utah, that it's essentially the same.
That's all I have, Jeff.
Any further back? Do you have anything further, Mr. Thurman?
No, sir, I don't.
You may step down. Any further testimony on the motion?
I feel like I need to call Officer Hayward just briefly, Judge.
All right. Officer Hayward, then. Sergeant, I guess he is now.
Witness.
No, sir.
Step out of the witness stand, sir, and be seated.
You previously sworn, Sergeant. The oath is still applicable. You may proceed, Mr.
Thank you, Judge. Sergeant, are you familiar with the smell, the odor of marijuana?
Yes, sir.
How long have you had some experience in this odor?
I had 3 years just prior to this date of alcohol and drug enforcement, drug drivers in the state of Utah.
During the time you were in Mr. Bundy's car on this particular evening, at any time did you smell the odor of marijuana?
No, sir, I did not.
At any point during your search in the car or around the car, trunk, engine, whatever, did you find any substance that resembled marijuana?
No, I did not.
At any time during your chase of Mr. Bundy, did you see anything thrown out of the car?
No, I did not.
That's all I have.
And redirect? A cross, excuse me.
Your Honor, we approach the bench.
Yes, sir. Marked his report on your.
We've marked the report. This one. This is.
Just asking if that's the full report, if it's accurate.
It's Sergeant Hayward, I'm showing you a document marked as defendant's proposed exhibit A1 identification. I ask you to identify that, please.
Document I have here, full document.
Your incident report of the stop that occurred on August the 16th, 1978?
Yes.
That offered this into evidence.
Be received without objection, out of order.
Objection. That's all I have.
Sergeant Hayward now be excused.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your good, sir.
Defense, have anything further on the motion?
Nothing further, Your Honor.
State, have any other rebuttal?
No, sir.
Motion's closed. And gentlemen, I'm going to take argument on both of the motions to suppress. In either procedure that you want to go by, you may take the state... But argue first. Go ahead.
Judge, motion to suppress what? Is this motion to suppress Nita Neary's testimony also?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to have to gather my troops.
Are you prepared to argue on this one first then?
Gunn, I'm not prepared to argue the law beyond generalities. I have a great deal of case material. As I say, I have not had access to library to streamline it, as it were. I would be willing to make a general argument, but would reserve the right to submit to the court a memorandum of...
All right, I'm going to rule on both of them until in the morning anyway. I want to hear the argument on both of them this afternoon. There's no more hearing testimony. How about Picano and...
As I understand... Do
that during trial if you want to, Judge.
I thought we had reserved that for during the trial. This is all the testimony to be taken on the motion.
Yes, sir. No, sir, we have some statement testimony that you need to hear and some more Williams rule.
Well, we've got some Williams rule questions, but they primarily will be not witness testimony, as I understand.
You do have some short testimony.
All right. Well, let's take these two motions to suppress in that order. I'll hear argument on them now, and then we'll...
Judge, will you give me a chance to get Mr. Haggerty?
Yes, I think you should, and we're going to proceed now with the argument on the Granger, and Mr. Bundy, you may proceed.
Cases in that box, and they all deal with consent search issues.
Yes, sir. I'm sure that there's probably that many more that you've missed.
And I've missed quite a few. We're only dealing with a couple jurisdictions. As I said, I'm going to argue the law broadly because I haven't had an opportunity to complete my research on the status of Florida law, although I'm familiar with the parameters of the consent search issue as they exist here in Florida and those as outlined by the United States Supreme Court and other federal courts.
Well, we really basically set the stage. I'm sure you've read Bustamante.
Yes, sir.
Let's proceed with that and we'll go from there. And you're not going to be far wrong from Florida law.
Well, I think before I refer to the Bustamante case, I think it's important that the court be put in a position of determining whether it's Florida law that applies or the law of the search, the state where the search occurred. And of course, I would argue that from the integrity of this court and the integrity of the court of Florida, that the conflict should be resolved and in the manner of adopting the law of the forum state of Florida to determine whether a consent in the search that we heard testimony in today was freely, voluntarily, and knowingly given.
Well, you've got more of a basic threshold argument as far as that is concerned. This court would have to take into consideration the rulings of the Supreme Court of Utah, Mr. Bundy, as far as the concept is concerned. And the only collateral attack, or something in the nature of a collateral attack, would be a federal argument, as this court conceives the law. I think the state of Utah has ruled on it, and it is a provision of the Constitution, as you're well aware of, concerning full faith and credit and finality of the arguments as it relates to seizure of the goods under the forum of where they're seized. This court would consider that the only possible collateral approach would be on the basis of some additional federal requirement, maybe not brought to the attention of the Utah court. However, so that the record is patently clear, I'm going to proceed with the concept that both arguments, or all three arguments, are in fact open. And I'm not going to close you out on that. Brevity has never been the keynote of this trial and probably never will be. So I'll hear whatever you have to say.
Well, I think, and I will do my best to acquaint the court with issues that are directly involved in the search, which did not come to the attention, or I would tell the court that these issues did not come to the attention of the Florida Supreme Court, or the Utah Supreme Court. However, I understand that the court has read the Supreme Court opinion, the Utah Supreme Court opinion, and will simply direct the court's attention to the findings of Chief Justice Ellett. And Chief Justice Ellett did not find that the search ruled on by the trial court was legal. The legal finding of Chief Justice Ellett in State versus Bundy was that there was evidence sufficient to justify the judgment of the court. It does not speak to the standards of law in Utah or anywhere else as applied to search and seizure, and the search and seizure issue involved in the Utah case. I think what we have here is simply a badly written opinion, and one which is self-evident, relies on virtually no case law and a very highly complicated appeal. And so I will say only that I don't believe reading of your Supreme Court opinion is dispositive or in any way persuasive in determining the legality or illegality of the search that occurred in the subject of this motion. And let me go to the Bustamante case, because it's so often referred to and because it's so important in consent search cases. And I think that this court must first recognize that in the Bustamante case, the United States Supreme Court narrowly decided the issues before and concluded that its ruling on whether an advisement was necessary.
She has or not? Where is the lady?
Pardon?
Where is the lady?
Where's Mrs. Mary?
She's right across the hall.
Does she have photographs with her or clippings?
I don't know. You'll have to ask her. She might have them in her purse.
You want to Let this young lady step down from the stand and bring her over. If they're of some benefit to us, if you can get them for us, Mr. Simpson.
All I was going to suggest is we've already given them copies of them. They can use the copies as well as the original.
Whichever one you have.
Our copies are for you.
Well, why don't you ask the lady to bring them over? We're not before the jury, and the court could glean something from them, maybe. Would you extemporarily excuse this lady for the rule and let her sit here and identify the public? Bring Mrs. Neary over. Amen. Lady, if you step down and sit right there, it'd be fine.
Come right over here, please, ma'am. Step up in the witness box, please. Raise your right hand.
And do you solemnly swear that the testimony that will be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth shall be given?
Have you seen it?
Ms. Neary, would you state your full name for the record, please?
Wanda Neary.
All right. And you're the mother of Nita Neary?
I am.
All right. Do you have some newspaper clippings that you've collected in respect to this case?
I do.
All right. Do you have them with you, ma'am?
Yes, I do.
Right, may we see them?
You're on the interesting one that's so abundant.
Yes, sir.
Not concerned with the other detail.
Other than to show reading content, Your Honor.
We'll return off to the lady that you can. If we need to make photostats for them to the record, we'll give them. I don't want to confiscate it.
Yeah, the one I'm returning is Sunday, January 22nd, 1978, the Indianapolis Star, page 10, section 3. Caption on it is Tallahassee Terror, Police Like Clues to Killer.
We'll see that you get the others with substitute photographs for them, will you?
Can we have this one just photocopied for the record?
Yes, we can.
All right.
We certainly can.
And it's an exhibit.
What is it?
That's fine. Yes, Mark.
The photostat and substitute the photostat for the original and return the original to Ms. Neary.
That
Ms. Neary, all clerk is marking the other exhibits. I'll ask you and show you what has been marked Defendant's Exhibit A1 for identification and ask you if you recognize this newspaper clipping.
Yes.
And did you cut this out of the Sentinel Star?
No, I did not.
Who cut this out of the paper?
I don't know.
Did you
it's
show...
Here, you're shaking. Don't be upset here.
Okay.
Relax.
Did you...
There's no reason to cut it off. Right? I don't think like you have
yeah,
did you show this to your daughter, Nita?
The daughter would probably be the best answer to that, wouldn't it, Mr. Agnew?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think we need to. Everything's all right, Mother. Relax, all right?
Thank
Take care
you.
Of yourself. All right. You may step down.
Thank you, Mr. Please take your stand. Mr. Neary, I show you what's been marked Defendant's Exhibits 1, 2, and 3 for identification. And ask if you can, A1, 2, and 3, ask if you can identify them as having seen them before.
This one, no. I do not remember seeing it before.
Which one is that? Number
A1.
All right.
This one, yes. This is the series I was talking about where each one looks different.
What number is that?
A2. And A3?
I don't remember. It looks like the same series there. I might have seen it. I don't really remember. But I might have seen this one, but it's the same pictures as this.
Did your mother have any other pictures than these?
I don't know.
Well, how long has your mother had these pictures?
She's had them for a while, for when the papers started coming out, but she kept them in an envelope, and after I had seen the series of six, I was advised not to look at any more pictures in the newspaper or on television, and so I stayed away from them.
You've identified A2 as the six you saw?
Yes.
Well, that was prior. A2 was prior to you being advised or after?
Yes, prior.
What is the date of that, Mr. Haggard?
February 19th, Your Honor.
All right.
Did Did you see all of the clippings that your mother collected?
No, I did not.
Did you see these that she brought here today?
I already
did. I've just, she's answering. seen any other, I'll let you inquire.
Did you see any in this one that had sort of a profile?
No.
Did you see any in, and that was A2, did you see any in A3 that had sort of a profile?
No.
Do you recall telling Detective Botiford that you had seen sort of a profile on March 14th?
Objection,
I like the profile. Later.
You called this question by Mr. Botiford. Did you recognize him? Answer, I can't guarantee you, I didn't see a good profile, but she just showed me a picture, she referring to your mother, about 2 days ago of a sort of profile. Recall that?
Vaguely.
Was this the sort of profile that your mother was referring, or you were referring to on the phone?
I don't remember that picture right now.
It was in your mother's possession, was it not?
Objection.
No. That's no test of her recollection. What is the date of that?
The date, Your Honor, is 2 days after Exhibit A2.
Never mind what A2 and that. What's the date of that?
February 23rd.
Thank you, sir.
Recall your conversation in your honor, so I can refer to the one I referred to as sort of a profile is A1 for the record. You recall your conversation with Detective Botiford?
Yes, I remember talking to him.
What did he tell you about having someone in jail down in Tallahassee?
Objection.
Find out what you recall from the conversation first. Don't lead it through.
What do you recall about the conversation, Ryan?
The main thing, the main point I remember about the whole conversation was don't look at any more clippings.
He tell you why not to look at any more clippings?
So I can have a positive identification and that the newspapers wouldn't sway my decision.
Did he use the specific word taint?
Pardon?
Did he use the word, so do not look at any more newspapers so it wouldn't taint your identification?
I don't remember.
Do you know whether he discussed that with your mother?
Objection.
Did your mother tell you not to look at any more pictures in the newspaper because Detective Botiford had told her that?
Objection.
Mother showing you any newspaper photographs in the car?
Vaguely, yes.
And she pulled out an envelope?
No, I don't remember the envelope.
Where were you driving to?
I believe we were going home. We were downtown Aurora somewhere. We were driving home.
Did you say to her that it looked like the nose, but it was still not a good profile?
Objection.
Sustained.
Did you make a comment as to whether or not it was a good profile to your mother?
Your Honor,
I assume
that she said there was something like that.
I'm asking if she
was. There's no establishment that's taking place, Mr. Hager. That's the problem.
You were in the car, and your mother showed you some photographs, right, Ms. Neary?
Yes. A photograph.
A photograph.
A clipping. I don't remember which one it was.
A photograph.
No, Your Honor.
It's a photograph or a clipping.
A clipping.
All right. Was it a clipping with a photograph on it?
Yes.
And was it a partial profile?
I don't remember the picture. I'm sorry. I don't remember.
Do you recall making any comments about the nose?
No, not specifically the nose.
You recall making any comments about whether or not it was a good profile?
No, I don't remember. I remember, what I do remember is glancing at it, and I was tired of it, and I just said, I don't want to see anymore. I don't want to make any judgments.
Do you recall saying anything to Detective Bonifer about any resemblance of the newspaper photographs to the man going out the door?
She's already established your members of conversation. I let him ask.
I need to?
Yes, ma'am.
Could you repeat that, please?
Yes. Do you recall making any comments to Detective Bonifer about whether the newspaper photographs resemble the man going out the door?
No, I'm sorry, I don't remember.
Do you recall saying that you could not promise that you could make an identification to Detective Bodiford?
No, I don't remember.
Let me ask you if you recall this statement and this reply with Detective Bodiford. Detective Bodiford, do you think that you might be able to pick it out? Your reply was, I can't promise anything, but I, .. Do you recall that statement and reply?
No, I don't remember.
And continuing, by Mr. Bonifer, what about if you were to see a live lineup? And your reply, well, again, I can't promise anything, but it could, .. Do you recall that?
No.
Pardon?
No.
And your reply again, you know, I hate to promise anything, I can't, you know. Do you recall that?
Some of these statements just been taken out of context. I'm not sure
what it's about. If they're read out of context, make your objection timely. I don't have a copy of the document he's reading from, Mr. Simpson.
You recall discussing with Detective Bodiford a partial profile from the newspaper?
Sustained. We've been through that.
Do you recall this statement by Detective Bodiford in this reply? Right, but so far the pictures you've seen, you haven't counted him at least? Yeah, but the one when we had his nose turned a little bit did the best for me, you know, resembled more than any of the other ones. But the other ones were hard to tell. because they had like six different pictures of him, all different, you know. Do you recall that discussion?
No. Mr. Harvey says my secretary called over. There was some emergency in my office. I have no idea what it was.
We've got a recess now, and I've got a judge's meeting to go to. In spite of the importance of this proceeding, I still have some administrative duties. The reason we started half an hour earlier, I'm going to be in recess now until 2 o'clock. Court will be in recess.
Everybody remain seated in the judges out of the courtroom. We'll be in recess until 2 o'clock.
Thank you. Probably the one. If I left it,